Mr. Light? Yeah, okay.
Recording.
All right, sir.
Call the meeting to order. Our first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lank, you have any comments on the agenda?
Just for informational purposes, the agenda as posted is correct. The number three, public hearing, subdivision number 2008-11, the application of Marvel Investment LLC was withdrawn October 19th. That's just for information. No change on the agenda.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda, taking in account the notation that Mr. Lank just announced.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the agenda as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the November 5, 2009 meeting.
Gentlemen, I have revised the minutes of November 5th, 2009, based on comments provided by Mr. Robertson.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve those revised minutes of our November 5, 2009 meeting.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the November 5, 2009 meeting as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is old business. Our first item of old business is conditional use number 1801 Chase T. Brockstead.
Chairman, I move that we approve CU 1801 for Chase T. Brockstead for office buildings based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. The proposed conditional use is generally similar to the other uses in the vicinity of the property along Savannah Road. The project, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties, community, or traffic. The project is consistent with the county's comprehensive development plan and is in the environmentally sensitive development district, which permits the proposed use. The property has frontage on two state-owned roads and maintained roadways. Witter Road, adjacent to the property, is state-owned and maintained. The use as offices benefit the health, safety, and welfare of Sussex County residents and will provide professional and medical offices in a convenient location along Savannah Road near the City of Lewis and BB Hospital. This recommendation is for approval, is subject to the following conditions and stipulation. There will be only one lighted sign on the premises that shall not exceed 32 square feet on each side. Any security lighting shall be installed on the buildings and shall be screened so they do not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. As proposed by the applicant, the hours of operation shall be limited to 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. through Monday through Saturday. A solid vinyl fence shall be installed along the western boundary of the property. The type and height of the fence shall be depicted on the final site plan. There shall be no more than two 7,500 square foot office buildings permitted on the site. The applicant must comply with all DLDOT requirements concerning the entrance and roadway improvements. The use shall be limited to businesses and professional uses, including but not limited to medical offices, dental offices, lawyers, accountants, insurance offices, etc. There shall not be any contractors' offices or uses that primarily involve retail sales. The final site plan shall include a landscape plan for the property. And lastly, the site shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Question.
Yes, sir.
You make reference to the west side for the vinyl fence?
Yes.
West side is Ritter Road. It's more westerly side, anyway.
The back.
You're talking about the back?
The side nearest Dove.
The side, that backs
the side
up
nearest the residential development behind it.
Yeah. Except the rear, use the rear. That would be the piece adjacent to Covey Creek.
Or Covey Creek.
Now we would just reference Covey Creek. Is that the property line of Covey Creek or
yes.
One lot from?
Adjacent to it. There might, yeah, I can't remember. There might be one lot from it. So if you just say to the rear of the property.
To the rear. That would be safer.
I would amend that fence to state to the rear of the property.
Okay. Could you pass down that for me, please?
Yes, I can.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1801, Chase T. Brockstead, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone number